So you'll hear undocumented immigrants are entering the country at record rates, they're committing crimes, and they're taking jobs. In 2024, the incarceration rate for native-born Americans was about 1,200 people per 100,000. For immigrants, it was closer to 300 per 100,000, meaning immigrants are roughly four times less likely to be incarcerated for a violent crime. You're led to believe that most immigrants are violent because those cases are what you see. They're repeated, amplified, and used as propaganda of a larger pattern, like the subway attack in New York in December 2024, a real horrific case presented in a way that makes it feel representative of everyone. And the same thing happens with jobs. You're told immigrants are taking work from native-born Americans, but in practice, they often fill roles that complement the workforce, not replace it. This is so deceiving that in 2025, a Federal Reserve study found that when immigration was restricted, wages for low-income native-born workers didn't rise as promised. They actually grew more slowly. The overall economy became less productive because the undocumented immigrants weren't there to support it. And underneath all this, politicians prey on the fact that most people don't fully understand complex policy issues. And there's a name for that. Political scientists call this the illusion of understanding. The tendency to believe we get something until we're asked to explain it. So someone might say getting undocumented immigrants out is a good thing. Countries need borders. Okay, but why? Walk me through it, step by step. How does that improve wages? How does that affect food prices, construction costs, labor shortages, tax revenue? What about small businesses? Who replaces that labor? How long does it take? And what happens in the meantime? And that's usually the moment the certainty starts to break down. Not because borders don't matter, they do, but because understanding a slogan is not the same thing as understanding a system.